T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Happy Friday Eve, everybody. Fantastic to be here with you, rolling on until 7 p.m. Here is what's coming up on the show today. We, ladies and gentlemen, have Sarah Spain. Sarah Spain of ESPN fame coming up at 4 p.m. today. If she was Deshaun Watson, what would she do? And the lowest college football ratings of all time bear the question, does Sarah, in fact, have a solution? We will ask you that question about college football and why the ratings for the national championship game were the lowest and worst of all time. We had a chance to sit down with Noah Eagle, son of Ian Eagle, who led the Nickelodeon broadcast of Bears versus Saints on Sunday. If you didn't get a chance to hear that, we want to share that with you. So we got Sarah Spain. We got Noah Eagle. We have the head coach of the Furman Paladins basketball team, Bob Ritchie, set to join us at 6 o'clock p.m. this evening as well, with a bunch of fun topics mixed in and a special announcement coming your way 6 minutes from right now. A special announcement coming your way 6 minutes from right now. Here's how you guys can be a part of the most interactive sports radio show in the upstate. You can give Diesel and I a call at 1-844-477-3776. That's 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. The text line is there for you at 71307. Start your text with the word ESPN and away you go. Twitter is there for you as well, at ESPN Upstate, at Diesel on Radio, at Mark Ryan on Air. That's at M-A-R-C, Ryan on Air. And then finally, email. You can email the show, Mark Ryan, M-A-R-C, Ryan, at ESPNUpstate.com. All of the different ways you can be in touch with us on the most interactive sports radio show in the world. That's right, not just the Upstate anymore, everybody, in the world. Folks, Urban Meyer has touched down in Jacksonville. He has touched down in Jacksonville, and I'm here to tell you what. It's getting OJ coverage, man. Urban Meyer in Jacksonville is getting OJ coverage. People are going nuts with it. They're following him everywhere. They're doing kind of the helicopter sky cam when the plane lands and he's getting off the plane. They're following the vehicle. I mean, total stalker style, right? If anyone ever did this to you, you would get out of your car and fight the person doing this to you. But that is the coverage that Urban Meyer is getting right now in Jacksonville. And I'm just here to tell you guys, I don't think you could pick a better coach to be Trevor Lawrence's guy. To be leading Trevor Lawrence into the National Football League. Now, I realize who precedes me on ESPN Upstate, and I realize that the Rob Brown Show hates all things Urban Meyer. Why? Well, because he's a Seminoles fan, and I'm a Gator. And also because he hates everything Gators. And also because Urban Meyer, look, a lot of players in the Urban Meyer era, a somewhat fair criticism of Urban Meyer is that he overlooked character for talent. And he did that on a number of occasions, and he did that repeatedly. Jamar Hornsby used a dead girl's credit card. Aaron Hernandez, need I say more? So the criticism, I get the criticisms of Urban Meyer. But this is a league, ladies and gentlemen, that has Cleveland and Kansas City playing this weekend, and has anybody heard even a mention this week about domestic violence? Kareem Hunt, Tyreek Hill, we just kind of forgot about that, right? Nobody mentions that anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like, evidently the statute of us talking about that has expired. Is it time for that to expire? I'd say so. I'm going to ask Sarah Spain about that at 4 o'clock this afternoon. But for me, from this seat where I sit, Urban Meyer to the Jacksonville Jaguars is a fantastic fit. He is asking for improved facilities in Jacksonville. You rarely ever hear that at the NFL level. Like, I mean, are they playing on, like, YMCA fields in Jacksonville? Like, he's demanding a certain amount of a very high pool of money for assistance. He's already been on Shad Khan, the owner's $31 million yacht. He flew in today on a private plane. And Urban Meyer is a blue-collar guy living a white-collar lifestyle from Ashtabula, Ohio. I just have this strong sense and the strong feeling because of his work ethic and because of his success motivating players at the collegiate level that he would be a fantastic fit for Trevor Lawrence at the NFL level. How do you guys feel about that? 1-844-477-3776. 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. Diesel, Urban Meyer as Trevor Lawrence's coach. Thumbs up or thumbs down?
I don't trust the guy. Is he a fantastic coach? Yes. I mean, he's clearly shown that he can motivate and win games. Nothing wrong with that. But is he a good guy? I don't think he is.
Why? Based on what?
Based on how he gets worn out at a job and fakes an injury or fakes a health situation or fakes this or fakes that and uses that as excuse to get out. Now, that's my criticism of Urban Meyer at the college level. At the pro level, be a bad guy if you want to. The NFL doesn't care. Be a bad guy. Fine. Go for it. So,
yeah. Like I feel icky people, about it. Some people just burn out, though.
I feel icky about it, but, you know, it is what it is. If that's who they hire, I'm not a Jaguars fan, so I don't really care.
You know what? Some people are just so hard driving that they burn out in a few years. You know, they can do this for a few years, then they got to do something else for a few years. And Urban Meyer has always been that guy. He can only stay so hard driving for such a period of time, to the point where he retired from the University of Florida, got his health in order, then said, I got my dream job in Ohio State, and then he only lasts there for 6 years, Diesel, because he just burns out of the grind day in and day out. He needs some time off to recharge. But a guy like that can never get football out of his body, can never get it out of his blood. And so eventually the competitive itch hits him again. The competitive itch has bitten Urban Meyer again. And I do believe Urban Meyer, they are in the process right now of finalizing the deal for Urban Meyer to be the next head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Diesel doesn't like it. Rob doesn't like it. They wouldn't ever have a prayer of getting a better coach than Urban Meyer. And Trevor Lawrence would be so lucky to have Urban Meyer as his first head coach in the National Football League. Make no mistake, guys, Urban Meyer is the best coach in Florida football history. I don't give a rip everyone's soft spots in their heart. I don't give a rip about the soft spot for Steve Spurrier. Okay, I don't give a rip about that. Two titles to one. Two titles in 6 years for Urban Meyer at the University of Florida to one. All right, it's not even close. The guy is at a level of Dabo Sweeney and Nick Saban, all right, in terms of his coaching expertise, in terms of recruitment, in terms of buy-in, in terms of X's and O's, in terms of adjustments, in terms of want to. I've never been around a coach that wants to win, that needs to win as much as Urban Meyer. When did he have the heart palpitations, the heart problems? When did he pass out? After losses, right? Because he can't digest them. How do you guys feel about Urban Meyer as Trevor Lawrence's first head coach in the National Football League, or perhaps as his head coach for the next 5-10 years or more. The other thing to mention when you're talking about coaches in the NFL is the fact that so many of these guys have flamed out at the NFL level. Steve Spurrier at the NFL level, record of 12-20. Chip Kelly at the NFL level, 28-35. Butch Jones, remember Butch Jones and from Miami? 24-35. And how about Nick Saban at the NFL level? 15-17. 15-17 at the NFL level. I think we'd all agree these are all national championship winning coaches. In Chip Kelly's case, national championship appearing coaches. But 12-20 for Steve Spurrier, 28-35 for Chip Kelly, 24-35 for Butch Jones, 15-17 for Nick Saban. So what gives there, in your opinion? Like, why is it that these guys, great at the collegiate level, flamed out in the National Football League? You know, and what happens is, it's not like Steve Spurrier was going to get fired. Steve Spurrier left. It's not like Nick Saban was going to get fired in Miami. Nick Saban left. They're like, man, this is not all it's cracked up to be. Maybe they feel like these millionaires are more difficult to motivate than they would immediately realize. Coaches who have succeeded at the college level and then in the NFL. Pete Carroll, I think we can say he's been successful, right? And then Tom Coughlin. Pete Carroll and Tom Coughlin have both succeeded in the NFL, have both won Super Bowls in the NFL. But what do they have that Urban Meyer doesn't? And what do they have that puts Urban Meyer in the same category of Chip, Butch, Nick, and Spurrier? What do they have? They had NFL experience before they took their first NFL job. They were NFL assistants first. Then they became college head coaches. Then they became NFL head coaches. Steve Spurrier did not. Chip Kelly, no chance. Butch Jones, nada. Nick Saban, non-existent. None of those guys had NFL experience before they became a head coach. And unfortunately, that is the pitfall right now that befalls Urban Meyer. That is the big issue that befalls Urban Meyer right now. I love the fit. Diesel says it's creepy. He has an icky feeling about it. Rob Brown hates the idea of anybody hiring Urban Meyer. He's fantastic. And let's stop putting him in the Bobby Petrino category of character, shall we? I mean, Diesel doesn't like him because he burns out and he leaves and then he says his health is a problem. Rob Brown doesn't like him, I think, because he thinks he's a bit of a phony and he thinks that he chooses talent over character. There's a lot of coaches that choose talent over character. Look at some of the signings of John Gruden over the years. Okay, talent over character, talent over character, talent over character, again and again and again. Jacksonville's going to get Urban Meyer. Trevor Lawrence is going to get Urban Meyer. And I think it's a match made in heaven. I for one, can't wait to watch. Hey, anybody want to go in on season tickets for the Jaguars next year? You, me, a five-hour roadie? What do you say? 1-844-477-3776 coming up next on the show. Noah Eagle, son of Ian Eagle, ran the Nickelodeon broadcast of Bears and Saints on Sunday. We're going to play that interview for you next here on Offsides, ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate, and I'm sure all of you guys saw the Nickelodeon broadcast of Bears versus Saints on Sunday. I loved it because any of us who work in sports media toil in an industry where people take themselves far too seriously, and I felt the broadcast was a perfect mix of football and fun. And I learned there's a market for a broadcast that targets either new or casual sports fans. Pleased to be joined right now by the play-by-play lead of that Nickelodeon broadcast. Noah Eagle joins us right now on Offsides with Mark Ryan. Noah, thanks so much for the time, man. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely, man. So it was an incredible experience to witness on Sunday. How did you prepare for something that had never been done before?
I would say the same way I prepared for anything else. I just tried to check all the boxes best I could, and I did the football side of things first and made sure that I had everything that I needed on that side, and then I went to the Nickelodeon side and tried to go back and watch clips of shows I watched as a kid and go back even further on shows that were on before my time and shows that are on now. So I had the full range of Nickelodeon knowledge. That was important to me. And the biggest thing I would say is I just went out and had fun. That was our main mentality as a group going in. Myself and Nate Burleson and Gabby Nevaeh-Green and Lex Lumpkin, we got into a little huddle before the broadcast and said, all right, guys, let's have fun and hope that people have fun along with us. And that's pretty much what happened.
Now, so I take it from what you just said, you watched Nickelodeon as a kid growing up. How did that help you in preparation for this?
Yeah, that was big. It wasn't necessarily a requirement to do the game itself, but it helped because I had that knowledge just naturally from growing up. And I knew what it meant to be such a big fan of the channel, and I knew what it meant to these kids to have a game on Nickelodeon. I would have been psyched if I was 8 or 9 years old and there was an NFL game on Nick, because I was a sports fan growing up, but I was also a fan of the channel. And so I think that helped me to get inside the minds maybe of some of the kids who could say they were both, as well as the kids who maybe aren't sports fans but are just tuning in because they were interested. And so, yeah, it helped a lot, and definitely helped in terms of being able to drop references from my childhood, which I think really bridged the gap between the adults and the Nickelodeon style broadcast.
How did this entire experience come about?
Yeah, I just had been reached out to directly, I would say, back in summer before the NFL season. They reached out, CBS reached out to me initially and said, are you interested? And I said, yeah, of course. My two loves in life are sports, entertainment, pop culture, and music, TV, movies, books, et cetera. So to have something tailor-made to combine those two loves is a no-brainer for me. They said, okay, great. So Nickelodeon wanted to talk to me to make sure that I made sense for what they were trying to do. And once they decided that I did fit the profile, then they gave me the green light, and basically, I move forward from there. But yeah, it was a really exciting opportunity that was right up my alley from the start, and I was super glad to be a part of it.
Noah Eagle joining us. He is also the radio play-by-play voice of the Los Angeles Clippers. Noah, given that this had never been done before, it's natural to have some anxiety about how it would come off. What was that like? And then was there a moment where you just knew it was going to click?
No, I don't think that either of those sentiments were necessarily what we were feeling. I don't think that there was an anxiety of how it was going to be received or how it was going to go. I think part of what helped was that this was the first time this was being done, so there wasn't a benchmark or a comparison for people to make. We were setting that. We were setting that precedent. So we just had to go out and be ourselves, which, if that's the case, then there's only so much you can do. You just had to be you and have fun. And so we were hoping that people were going to take it as that and having fun with us. I think we were surprised at the level that people enjoyed it, the level of success that so far it has garnered. You know, I think we expected it to be successful, but I think the complete positivity in the response has been very much a welcomed feeling for us, and we're glad that people responded the way that they did, and hopefully one day we get to do it again.
Noah, I consider Tony Romo to be a transcendent broadcaster, and I got to tell you, man, I turned off the CBS broadcast. I watched yours the entire time. I just could not believe how seamlessly you guys went back and forth between pure football analysis, educational stuff, and then fun. How did you center on that mix that would work so well?
Yeah, it was definitely a challenge. I'd say that was probably the biggest challenge of the broadcast itself, is you have to consider who you're broadcasting to. And so when you look at that, and by the way, I appreciate the kind words, man. It really does mean a lot, seeing everybody and how they enjoy the game. But I think when you put it in perspective and look at it from 30,000 feet, our target audience is really who we're trying to hit here. And our target audience is kids for anywhere from 4 to 12 or 13 years old, many of whom have never seen a football game. But at the same time, we knew, especially with this first one, there were going to be a lot of people tuning in just because they're curious, who are football fans of maybe 10, 20, 30 years. And so when you've got the combination of those two groups of people, you have to include everybody. And so that was really our thought process. And we just felt that we could do both without being over the top on either one.
Is there anything you feel major networks can glean from the success of this broadcast?
Yeah, I think just to remember that it doesn't always have to be serious. Now, part of what helped us was that the game was not necessarily a down-to-the-wire fourth quarter, very much a lot happening and a lot on the line type of game. But if it's second quarter and it's a two-score game or even still somewhat close, you can still have fun and bring some levity to the broadcast. And I think, and I hope at least, that's what people took away from this, that sports are fun at the end of the day. And sure, if it's a one-score game late in the fourth quarter, then things are different. But you can still find and pick and choose your spots in how to do it.
Might we see something like this again?
I would hope so. I would hope so. I don't know if it's going to be all that soon, but I hope that in the future this can continue. I think that with the way it was received and the way that people seem to take a liking to certain aspects of it, yeah, I think that there's a good chance that this could happen again, but that's well above my pay grade, so I'm not gonna go too deep into it.
Noah Eagle joining us here on the show. He was the lead play-by-play voice on Nickelodeon's coverage of Bears versus Saints this past Sunday. Obviously, Noah, your father, Ian Eagle, a beloved broadcaster in his own right. Do you remember one moment where it clicked for you that this is what you wanted to do? I know many kids, me for instance, didn't want anything to do with following in my father's footsteps.
Yeah, no, I'd say that I'm sure deep down I always had an inkling that I was going to do something performance-based, but it really clicked when I was probably 14 or 15. I really set my sights on it at 12 or 13, but in the back of my mind, I always thought, well, you know, I'm going to play in college and professionally, despite being 5'8 on a good day. I'm going to do that. Like, I'm going to find a way. And so I used to go to these basketball camps over the summer, and I went to the Bob Burley basketball camp every year, legendary high school coach in New Jersey, where I'm from. And he held this week-long camp where it was in the Poconos, and you're sleeping in these cabins with all the other players who were there, and the competition level is very good, and the kids there are very good. He would bring his own kids from St. Anthony, many of whom were Division I players, and some eventually go on to play professionally, whether it be here in the United States or elsewhere. And so when I'm in that environment, there was one opportunity to win swag, to win these items that you could bring home, T-shirts, socks, sweatbands, headbands, et cetera. And I would always win them. And you might be saying, well, what is it, a shooting contest, dribbling? No, no, no. Had nothing to do with any of that. It was Seinfeld trivia. And I was really good at the Seinfeld trivia, but no one else knew any of it. So I'd say he would every day he would ask a question. I would raise my hand. He would know me as Mr. Eagle with his thick Jersey accent. I'd say, real and spectacular. Yeah, that's correct. Like every day I was just nailing another one. And I think I left that week because all the kids were like, how do you know that? I'm like, I watched the show. I watched it. But I'm like a 15-year-old. And so I think I left and said, I got to do something where I can showcase that level of skill. And that's where I said, yeah, maybe this could work.
What would you say, Noah, is your sports media dream job?
I don't know if I necessarily have one. I think that I just want to make sure I'm always challenging myself.
Sure.
I'm always finding things that pique my interest. So if I can add something new to that list every year, that's something my dad has done in his career so far, I think I'll be happy.
I'll tell you this, Noah. When the broadcast began, I didn't know who the lead broadcaster was or even that Ian Eagle had a son in broadcasting. But here's what hit. This guy is good, man. And then I was like, wait a minute. He looks like somebody I know. I swear, this guy looks like somebody I know. And then eventually it clicked for me, man. But I just want to let you know, man, I thoroughly enjoyed the broadcast from beginning to end. It would take a lot to get me off of Tony Romo's call. And I just was thoroughly impressed, man. I think your future's so bright you need shades. And I truly appreciate you joining us today.
Well, thank you, man. That really does. It means the world. And like I said, I'm really just glad people enjoyed the broadcast. And I was really fortunate to be put in a good position next to Nate Burleson, who's an absolute star. And Gabby Nevea-Green and Lex Lumpkin are stars in the making as well. And our crew is tremendous. So they all made my life much easier. But I do appreciate the kind words. And like I said, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Absolutely. All right. Noah Eagle on the Nickelodeon broadcast of Bears versus Saints. And we'll cut that right there, Noah. But I want to let you know you succeeded in a major career challenge. This interview with COVID-19, I'm broadcasting from home. I have had a horrible half-second delay the entire interview.
Poor thing. I am so sorry.
The entire interview. So I want to let you know, Noah, you and I both have triumphed over some adversity recently here, all right?
That is tremendous work, then. That is absolutely tremendous work.
Hey, buddy, thank you so much. Continued success, all right?
All right. We really appreciate Noah Eagle joining us on the show, man. That was a ton of fun. And I don't know about you guys. I enjoyed the heck out of that Nickelodeon broadcast on Sunday. It would take a lot for me to turn off Tony Romo because I think he's such a transcendent talent. But Noah Eagle and the Nickelodeon crew got me to do just that. Nate Burleson, a 15-year-old, and Noah Eagle, man, a job well done indeed. By the way, he's 24. He's already the radio play-by-play voice for the Los Angeles Clippers. He's calling Paul George and Kawhi Leonard's games on a daily basis. Unbelievable. All right, we have something very special to share with you, and we're going to do so next, right here on Offsides, ESPN Upstate. It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Let's get caught up on what you guys are saying. Texter says, Butch Davis, Mark, in the Urban Meyer comparison. Yeah, that Butch Davis. Went to the NFL and flamed out, just like so many of the others did. Nick Saban, Steve Spurrier, Chip Kelly, why didn't they work out? And what does that mean for Urban Meyer potentially in Jacksonville, as the Jaguars are reportedly finalizing a deal with him right now? Texter says, fantastic interview, very impressive. Man, thank you very much. Texter says, also just to point out, there's something wrong with the station. Sometimes, several times a day, it will skip back about 10 seconds. And then after about 15 seconds, it will skip forward again. And it happens on both your show and Rob Brown's show. Man, I really appreciate you mentioning that to me. Believe it or not, I happened to notice that yesterday driving around listening to the station as well. So I got to figure out what's going on there with the towers. And, you know, sometimes, man, with singles, signals, wonky things happen. And then a texter says, man, when it skips like that, the FCC is censoring you. Sometimes Diesel does hit the dump button because of things that I say. But at last check, Diesel, I don't think it was in that interview, was it? I didn't dump you out in that interview. Let's see here. Texter says, man, it just happened again at the beginning of the Noah Eagle interview and twice during the Rob Brown Show listening on radio. Next time it happens, I'll write down the time and email you or Mark the exact details. Always appreciate it, man. Always appreciate you looking out. All right. Today is a special day, and today is a special day for this reason. Folks, 2 years ago today was my first show at this station. Offsides was born 2 years ago today. I absolutely have loved my time here. It's been great. And I want you guys to know that the way that you have taken to this show, the way that, the way that you guys show up when we have remote shows and live on location shows, and the way that you guys participate in this, the most interactive sports show in the state of South Carolina, it warms the cockles of my heart. I am so proud. I am so honored about what we've been able to build here. I do feel like we're just getting started in terms of where I want us to be and how I want us to get there. I do feel like we're just getting started, but I want to let you guys know just how much I appreciate the 2 years that we've had and how excited I am to continue this journey with you. Think about this for a minute. I get to host Afternoon Drive in one of the best places to live in the entire country, with bosses and management that believe in me, that believe in the show, that believe in our hard-hitting ways, that believe in the way we engage and interact with the audience, and then the way you guys have taken to the show. It's just been a dream come true, man. It has been a dream come true. So 2 years ago today, Offsides was born, and for all the contributions that Lonzo made to the show, I absolutely want to extend a very sincere thanks to management, seeing within me the need to promote me to the Afternoon Drive time slot, to adding an hour to the time slot, to winning the Star Award for the best show in South Carolina, to some unbelievable ratings that we've earned here on this station that you guys are responsible for, and then just the fun that we have on a day-in, day-out basis. I just can't tell you guys how much I appreciate you and how grateful I am to be here. And I'd like to ask you, since I have been here, all right, since I arrived in the upstate of South Carolina, what are the memorable moments of the show to you? Like, when, if somebody says, hey, man, tell me something you remember about Offsides with Mark Ryan, what's the first thing that jumps to mind to you? I'd love to hear them. 71307 on the text line. Start your text with the word ESPN and away you go, or you can call us at 1-844-477-3776. That's 1-844-GSP. ESPN is the number to get to us on the show. Diesel, it's been an amazing 2 years, man. 2 years ago today, Offsides, some have said to me, Mark, you have changed sports radio in the upstate forever. I certainly believe that the upstate didn't have anybody that was quite my style before I got here, that was quite so in your face, perhaps quite so energetic before I got here. That's not to sneeze at the job anybody did before me either. I think this area has had some great hosts and some great people. But suffice to say, Mark Ryan, Offsides, is a very, very different flavor than anyone here was exposed to before. And the way that you guys have taken to the show has just been amazing to me. Diesel, it's awesome to be able to continue this journey with you as we continue on past 2 years. But I would be remiss if I didn't ask you for any memories you have of my experience with this station coming up on 2 years here today.
Well, being that you and I haven't had a ton of time on the air together, you know, we did a show or two maybe right as you were auditioning for the job or as you were just starting the job. And then just recently, over the last couple of weeks, you've been with Lonzo for the biggest chunk of your time here. I just remember how seamlessly you and I were able to do a first show. We'd never met face to face. We'd only spoken to each other once or twice before going on the air for that first time. And man, we just hit the ground running, and that was a whole heck of a lot of fun to be paired up with somebody who I think who has that kind of off-kilter sense of humor, who has that desire to twist the knife in just a little bit. I mean, the biggest thing, my biggest takeaway of Mark Ryan and the Upstate is you are not afraid to piss people off on Twitter.
No, I'm not.
And that's fantastic. I mean, we've seen how much the Twitter page for ESPN Upstate has grown in that time. People love controversy. People love people who aren't afraid to generate a little bit of controversy. And, you know, so many times in radio, not just in sports radio, but in radio in general, you know, you have these shock jocks who will say something just to get a rise out of people and not believe it. The thing is, you believe all of this BS that you say.
I couldn't say it better myself, man. I absolutely couldn't say it better myself. From our interview with Jimmy Johnson of NASCAR to Dick Vermeil, Tim Brown, the wide receiver, has graced these airwaves over the course of our time here. Booger McFarland has been on the show with us. And just so much fun with you guys. I'm interested and I'm fascinated to hear your best memories of the show 2 years in. It's just been an incredibly fun ride. We're just getting started, and look, you know, I'm a big guy. I'm a big guy, Diesel. Do we have our song, Diesel, here? Do we have our I don't see it here. But anyway, it's our anniversary today, baby. It's our anniversary, and happy anniversary to us, and we appreciate you guys very much. We will obviously remember and mention your favorite memories of the show as we move forward here on the show today. So much more coming your way here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate. Excited to be having Sarah Spain from ESPN on with us here at the top of the hour. I want to tell you guys a little story about Sarah that is kind of how I know her. So she was doing sports for a website called Mouthpiece Sports in Chicago. And I didn't hear about, I didn't know who she was at the time. But then I caught wind of something she did that was going viral. And she said, I will go to the Super Bowl as the date of anybody who will take me. Lifelong Bears fan. The Bears were playing the Colts in the Super Bowl that year. You guys probably remember Peyton Manning and the Colts won. And she so badly wanted to go, and she said, I will go on a date, a serious date with anyone that will take me. So anyway, Axe Body Spray caught wind of that, made a huge promotion out of it, was televised. The whole thing went viral, and I applied to be her date for the show. Well, lo and behold, ladies and gentlemen, I made it down to the final five, and I kept getting emails. Congratulations, Mark Ryan, you have advanced into the top 100. And I'm like, okay, surely I'm going to get cut now. They're like, we've received over 20,000 submissions. You're in the top 100. Based on what exactly? And then I got, I'm in the top 50. I'm in the top 20. I'm in the top 10. I'm in the top 5. And then I didn't get it. But it was an amazing experience. And I reached out to her, and it's been awesome to see her career blossom at ESPN. She is an incredibly bright individual, and you guys have seen her on Around the Horn a bunch of times. You can hear her on Spain and Fitz, which airs right here on ESPN Upstate any day we don't have a game, right when our show's over, 7 to 9 p.m. on ESPN Upstate. So, you know, she and I don't bother her too much. I think Sarah Spain is like a once or twice a year interview. And I don't want to bother her all the time, but she remembered me this whole time. I've run into her on Super Bowl Radio Row a couple of times. I always say hello. The last time I was on Super Bowl Radio Row, I ran into Alyssa Milano, which was a total blast because she was my childhood crush. Diesel, childhood crush, who was yours?
I got the opportunity to tell 80s pop star Taylor Dane on the air live that she was my childhood crush.
Oh, my God. Now, remind me what she sang.
Didn't she have Tell It to My Heart?
Yes.
Yeah, Tell It to My Heart, Tell Me I'm the Only One. I don't remember how the lyrics go after that.
Please never say those words to me, though, again, okay? Okay, please, please, if you can, just my day was going okay until that.
In telling her that, I was like, yeah, I had a huge crush on you when I was like 13. She goes, how old would I have been at the time? I was like, I don't want to answer that question. Because I think she was probably around 27 or 28. And so that just made her feel old.
I see. You know, there's an increasing number of shows, Diesel, where I'm watching them. For example, Queen's Gambit was one of them. And I'm like, am I allowed to have, is this girl that plays this character old enough for me to have a crush on? That's happening.
Are we determining live on the air if Mark Ryan's a pervert? I think we are. And I think the answer is yes.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to figure that out, man. I'm trying to figure that out here as we go.
If you have to ask the question, then the answer is yes.
The same goes for things you should do on the radio or not. Hey, is this okay to say? If you have to ask the question, it's probably not, right? Let's see here. A texter says, the promo with the Clemson fan threatening your butt was hilarious. My favorite promo. Texter says, you have great guests all the time. Sarah Spain on ESPN Upstate. The story how you met her is unbelievable. Well, she'll join us next here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.